Simon Ives, age 12 years and 4 months and 10 days, not counting leap years because I don't.
The Theater of Youth cast in The Boy at the Edge of Everything during a recent rehearsal. The character, 12-year-old Simon Ives, is an overscheduled child feeling stressed.
And through homework every evening, which is crazy anyways, because when you're 12, the words home and work shouldn't even go together.
When we meet him, his life is overcrowded and he's overwhelmed. He has taekwondo, he has math club, he has soccer practice, he has music practice, he has all of these things, which are all wonderful individually, but it's gotten to the point in his life where he's feeling overwhelmed.
Meg Quinn is artistic director at TOY. The character Simon is depicted in two worlds.
He has an adventure, which becomes a time travel adventure, basically through space to the other end of the universe, where he meets a boy, the boy at the edge of everything, who has nothing to do but observe the world, and the two of them meet.
This is a tough time to be a young person.
The mental health of children is a key component of this brand new collaboration. Ken Housenek is executive director of the Mental Health Association of Erie County.
This generation is facing challenges that no prior generation has faced, and certainly technology and the volume of information that they're exposed to, the pace that it comes at them, the immediacy of it all, the expectations.
The Boy at the Edge of Everything is funny and outrageous to help children learn about being healthy.
But then once he blasts off, it
we have a guest director, Chris Kelly, who usually does the show at this time of year for us. And he works with young kids. I mean, he teaches theater in a school. So he's very much in tune with high school kids and what they're thinking and feeling. So he was really excited about this. And he has a lot of insights into it that are just so real and right on the money. And it's just so inventive. I think the kids will be somewhat mesmerized and fascinated. They're going to have to think as they watch this. You don't just sit back and let this play kind of happen. You have to engage. You have to listen.
We want people to feel like their soul's been touched. And if that soul's been broken or wounded in some way or feels vulnerable and weak, we want to provide an opportunity for there to be healing and for there to be a strengthening of these souls, because these are our young people, these are our children, this is our future.
Now at the end of each show, TOY always conducts a talk back with the audience. With this production of The Boy at the Edge of Everything, it will also provide critical information for children. They'll learn they can connect with someone so they don't feel alone in their stressed out lives.
Coming to the theater and sitting in a room with 400 other kids and sharing the show and having the conversation afterwards, I think it brings the humanity of life and communication, like, up close and personal.
This is a cleverly well-told story where these issues naturally and spontaneously arise, and this will be comfortable and organic, having these conversations. We're talking about life. You know, we're talking about a part of life. You know, we're talking about how do you deal with time pressures? How do you deal with an intrusive technology? You know, how do you deal with the world that these kids have been born into, a world that they've never known anything different from?
Housenek and Quinn hope this will launch a community-wide conversation for parents, teachers, and adults about the mental health of our children, pointing to the high rates of anxiety, depression, self-medicating, and suicide.
One of the things we want to make a point about is if we have stirred things up, if we have a kid thinking and a kid wanting to, like, what do I do next? I have a lot of these feelings. That's our connection with the Mental Health Association. We are going to be providing some information so kids know that there are some existing programs. They can make a call.
This is speaking to one of the biggest challenges of our time, and I think it's doing so in a way that's light, that's fun, that's fanciful, but the subject matter is deadly serious. I mean, it's deadly serious because for a lot of these young people, as we know, you know, they're dealing with a level of anxiety from this type of life that they find themselves living, which transitions into depression for many of them, that they medicate through drugs and alcohol. You know, some feel that their best option is to end their lives. You know, and these are terrible realities that we're all facing.
And all around the super loud dinner table.
Because this play is so powerful and relatable for children, it's been translated into six languages. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Take a deep breath and try to feel calm.